The leaders of a women's political organization that launched earlier this year to support Hillary Clinton are speaking out against what they say are examples of media sexism towards Sarah Palin and urging members to tell the press corps to back off. Women Count, a group co-founded by top Hillary Clinton fundraiser Susie Tompkins-Buell, has posted a lengthy item on their blog objecting to questions over whether Palin can, as a mother of five, juggle her family responsibilities and still be vice president. The group says, however, they do not approve of Palin's politics. Another group of women who don't approve of Palin's politics were in Tampa this morning at Mise en Place Restaurant at a luncheon for the Democratic Professionals Council Network. Tampa City Councilwoman Linda Salcena compared Palin to Hillsborough County area State Senator Rhonda Storms.
I've been in politics over 20 years. I've worked with a lot of women in politics. And let me tell you, not all women are created equal. We've got thoughtful, progressive ones, and we've got powerfully destructive ones. The reason that Charlotte, North Carolina, has a light rail system right now and Tampa doesn't is because Rhonda Storms, a local woman, didn't want it and sent that money away. So I am very concerned that just because there's a female in a political position, it can be for good or it can be for evil.
We've heard actually other people compare Rhonda Storms with Sarah Palin. Do you think that's an apt comparison?
They both support creationism. They both don't believe in a woman's right to choose. They both don't believe in a separation between church and state, and they both scare me to death.
Environmentalist Deborah Cope has run for the Florida House in previous years. She said she was stunned to learn of the 20-point balance among white women that John McCain has gained, according to the Washington Post.
Yeah, it's a pretty big balance, a little bit more than I expected. It's nice to see a woman running for vice president. Much prefer it was Hillary. But I don't think, that's nice, but that's not enough. And that's not a reason to vote for her. I don't think she's qualified. And it would be nice to see someone better, someone like Hillary in a spot like that. And I really don't think that she deserves the kind of balance that she got, and maybe we'll see that level out when people get an idea of her background. And the big question, I think, is, is she qualified to be president? And I think that's a big no.
Janet Cruz Rifkin is a Democratic Party political consultant. She says even though she believes many women will oppose Sarah Palin because of her positions on social issues, she can see why some have been drawn to the Alaskan governor.
I think that soccer moms, I was at an event on Sunday, and it was a mixed crowd, and they really were soccer moms. It was kids at it was a 13-year-old birthday party, and kids were playing in the lake, and there were lots of soccer moms there, and the cookie bakers, as I call them, and they love her. They thought she was really something, but why do they love her? Because they're projecting themselves, I think. They see her and they say, man, I can be a vice president of the United States of America. If she can be the vice president with five kids, holding a baby, with a daughter who is having a child at a young age, a family that's not perfect, and she's not perfect. You look at her resume relative to education and what she's really accomplished. I mean, she was the mayor of a town the size of Harbor Island. And now she's going to be the vice president. They have her locked in a room now teaching her how to pronounce the name of foreign officials. So they say, wow, if she can be the vice president, so can I. But you know what we really have to take a look at and say, is this a leader? Is this a world leader? I mean, come on. Let's get past the hype. The same thing that they're charging the Democrats with. Let's get past the hype and say, honestly, now that we're past all this, is this really the person that can lead the country in the event that the president of the United States can no longer lead us?
Let me ask you this, Janet. You just said the cookie bakers, you call them, soccer moms, what have you, hockey moms, as opposed to yourself as a professional woman, as you just described yourself. Do professional women win out in this, though, right now? Again, very early on, and there's so much people don't know about her. Can that still win, though? I mean, it seems like a lot of times, issues don't win in these big presidential elections. It's who people feel more comfortable with, who they identify with, character versus issues.
Well, I think that's a valid argument. I think that you're absolutely right about that. I saw an air of excitement among these women. So what we have to do, we have to remember to keep our eye on the prize. What is the real prize here? The prize is turning this country around. The prize is not paying $4 a gallon for gas. The prize is not traveling, as my husband and I do, across out of the country and having people look at you with disdain and hate because you're an American. The prize is turning this country around, and that's what we have to look at. We have to not look at who the popular choice is or who the pretty woman is, and we have to say, what's best for this country? I mean, soccer moms work too, but they have to, we have to take a step up and make an intelligent choice here in November, because this country's a mess.